Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Guru Gap by David McKnight is a personal finance and retirement planning book that challenges the simplified advice often promoted by mainstream financial personalities. Written for retirees, near retirees, and financial advisors, it argues that popular rules of thumb can be inadequate or even harmful when applied to real retirement decisions. McKnight presents retirement income planning as a problem that requires math, tax awareness, and individualized strategy rather than slogans or one-size-fits-all formulas. The book focuses on how to protect savings from sequence of returns risk, future tax increases, and the possibility of living longer than expected. It also examines tools such as Roth conversions, fixed indexed annuities, cash value life insurance, and long-term stock market investing, not as standalone fixes but as parts of a coordinated plan. Its purpose is to help readers move beyond comforting but oversimplified guidance and toward a more disciplined framework for retirement security. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why popular retirement gurus can create misleading expectations. A central theme of the Guru Gap is McKnight's critique of the simplified retirement advice popularized by media personalities and best-selling financial authors. He argues that advice built around memorable rules, such as fixed withdrawal rates or overly confident market assumptions, can sound persuasive while failing to reflect the complexity of retirement income planning. The problem is not that every mainstream recommendation is wrong in every case, but that broad advice can be detached from the realities facing disciplined savers who need their money to last for decades. McKnight frames this as a gap between approachable soundbites and the more demanding analysis required for actual retirement decisions. This matters because retirees often make irreversible choices based on what feels familiar and reassuring, by questioning the authority of gurus. The book pushes readers to evaluate advice based on the assumptions behind it, especially when those assumptions depend on future returns, tax behavior, or spending patterns that may not hold up in practice. Secondly, retirement planning is a tax management problem. Another major focus of the book is tax strategy, which McKnight treats as one of the most important but least understood dimensions of retirement planning. Rather than assuming taxes will stay stable or become less important over time, he emphasizes the possibility of future tax increases and the damage they can do to retirement income. This makes tax diversification and proactive planning more important than simply postponing taxes for as long as possible. The book gives particular attention to Roth IRA conversions as a way to move assets into a more tax-efficient position before withdrawals begin to matter more. The reasoning is practical if a retiree waits too long. Required withdrawals and future tax rates may reduce flexibility precisely when income needs become most sensitive. McKnight's approach treats taxes not as a side issue but as a core variable that shapes the long-term durability of savings. That perspective distinguishes the book from retirement advice that focuses mainly on accumulation rather than the after-tax outcome of spending those assets. Thirdly, using annuities and cash value life insurance selectively, not reflexively, the Guru Gap does not simply reject financial products often debated in retirement circles. Instead, it places them in a more selective framework. McKnight discusses fixed index annuities and cash value life insurance as tools that may have a role in a broader plan, especially when the goal is to protect income or reduce certain retirement risks. At the same time, he avoids presenting them as complete solutions. The book stresses that these products should be considered in combination with other strategies, including stock market investing, rather than as replacements for it. This is important because many retirement discussions become polarized. Either a product is promoted as a cure, all, or dismissed outright. McKnight's more measured position is that the usefulness of these tools depends on how they fit into a larger retirement architecture. Their value lies in managing risk, smoothing income, or adding flexibility, but only when their limitations, costs, and trade-offs are understood. The emphasis is on disciplined integration rather than marketing-driven enthusiasm. Fourthly, why retirement income planning must account for longevity and market uncertainty. McKnight repeatedly returns to the challenge of making retirement savings last through a potentially long retirement while still allowing for market exposure. The book recognizes that disciplined savers often depend on investment growth, yet also face the risk that a poor sequence of returns early in retirement can permanently weaken their portfolio. That tension is central to the book's argument. It is not enough to hope that average long-term returns will solve the problem, because retirement income depends on timing, spending, and volatility, not just averages. At the same time, avoiding the market entirely can create its own risk by limiting growth and reducing the chance that savings keep pace with inflation and income needs. McKnight, therefore, advocates a structure that uses long-term stock market investing, but within a plan designed to reduce exposure to avoidable losses. The book's broader point is that retirement planning is not only about accumulation, but about resilience. a sustainable plan has to balance growth, safety, and spending discipline under uncertain conditions. Lastly, a more individualized planning model built on math rather than slogans. What ultimately distinguishes the Guru Gap is its insistence that retirement planning should be customized rather than copied from popular formulas. McKnight argues that a plan should reflect a person's goals, risk tolerance, tax outlook, and income needs instead of relying on universal rules that ignore individual circumstances. This mathematical and actuarial orientation is one of the book's defining features. It encourages readers to ask what actually supports a retirement plan mathematically, not just what sounds reasonable in a short media segment. That approach is especially relevant for financially disciplined households that may already be saving well, but still lack a coherent retirement income strategy. The book's framework asks readers to think in terms of probabilities, trade-offs, and tax consequences over time. It also implicitly challenges the idea that financial simplicity is always a virtue, showing that some important decisions require more analysis, not less. In this sense, the book is as much a critique of oversimplification as it is a guide to better retirement design. In conclusion, The Guru Gap is best suited for readers who are already thinking seriously about retirement and want a more rigorous alternative to popular financial advice. That includes near retirees, current retirees, and financial professionals who need to evaluate retirement income strategies beyond familiar slogans. Its main benefit is conceptual clarity. It forces readers to separate comforting advice from advice that is actually durable under real-world tax, market, and longevity pressures. The book is also useful because it does not replace one simple rule with another. Instead, it argues for a coordinated planning approach that combines tax awareness, risk management, and thoughtful use of financial products. Compared with many books in the retirement genre, it stands out for its direct challenge to mainstream gurus and for its emphasis on after-tax retirement outcomes rather than just savings accumulation. Readers looking for quick tips may find it demanding, but those willing to engage with the framework can come away with a better understanding of how retirement plans really succeed or fail. Its value lies in helping readers think more precisely about what protects retirement security. If you would like to support David McKnight, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.